Go.
Hi, and welcome back to the Flying Dogs podcast.
Oh no, this is so bad.
That was so bad.
I am literally working with children.
How's this my fault?
Oh my god. Literally. So for anyone tuning in at this point, we're all doing it remotely online. So we're all on the microphones at my house, and then Joe and Hannah have dialed in, and Hannah kept talking over everyone. So that you have to put your hand up while you're talking, while she's talking. So she's trying to introduce the podcast. So over to you, Hannah. Go for it.
Hi, and welcome back to the Flying Dogs podcast. This is episode 14. I'm helicopter arsehole, no ball, arsehole helicopter.
Hello, I'm Jolly Onions.
Jolly, you can't use the Jolly Onions. You've got to call yourself Jesus and Obnoxious Opponents.
Oh, sorry, I am Jesus, Obnoxious Opponent.
Hi, and I'm Noble, I shot Daryl, Conway, see you next Tuesdays, Karma's a bitch, and you tried. So you can see from today, what we're doing is we're trialing out Hannah's phonetic alphabet rather than the globally renowned phonetic alphabet. So these flyball related to some point, or Flying Dogs podcast related at some point, apart from maybe the helicopter.
Emily likes helicopters.
On Google.
Say that again, Han.
Everyone's gonna start using my phonetic alphabet.
I'm gonna publish it on Google. They're not going to. When you have D for dogging, that is probably not going to cut it, I'm afraid. So, and P, what did you have for P, Hannah?
I don't even remember.
Pissing your pants. S. Go on. Right. Stinks of fish. T, obviously. Let's go through it, actually. A.
Oh, dear me.
A is assholes. B, balls. C, Conway, see you next Tuesdays. D, dogging. E, endless laughs. F, Flappy Bird. G, gate crashes. H, helicopter. I shot Daryl. J, Jesus. K, karma's a bitch. L, loopy line judge. M,
there's many of them.
Wow, well, you were one of them. L, M, manic. N, no ball. O, obnoxious opponents. P, pissing your pants. Ooh. Queuing to go in the ring. R,
nice.
Ring party connoisseurs, did you like that? S, stinks of fish. T, tenor lady. U, unstoppable. V, Virgin Mary. W, the Virgin Mary. Mary Magdalene. W, would you rather. X, extreme BO. Y, you tried. Z, zebra. The random non-flyball related. Anyway, so enough of that joviality. We've all realised that Hannah can't do the phonetic alphabet, and rather than learning the globally renowned one that is everybody knows, understands and uses, Hannah's created her own, which no one will understand nor use. Will they?
Yeah, they will. Joe's going to use it from now on.
Yeah, but it will make everyone laugh.
Yes, but we can't remember it.
We can't.
I bet you can't even remember what O means now.
Obnoxious opponent. I honestly, I know it off by heart.
Well, you don't, because I asked you before if you knew what it was. And you can't remember. Anyway, so since the last recording, we have been to two competitions, both actually at the same place in Cheshire. One was run by Carry Ons, which was a British Flyball Association competition. And the second one was at the same place in Cheshire, but run by UKFL and it was run by Live Wires. So both really enjoyable competitions, both very different formats for the racing day. Obviously, BFA, our dogs just raced on one day. We were there for the whole weekend because we had the foundation team racing on one day and the league team racing on another. Yet our at Live Wires, dogs ran both days. So it was a good weekend.
Does anybody find Cheshire a little bit of a weird venue?
Didn't we?
Yeah. When I go in there, the only thing I can put it down to is that satellite dish. I think it sucks everyone's energy. My car broke down twice on that field. It might be just my car was knackered, but it just always like brings me down a bit being on that field.
I found the first time we were there. Right, you know when I said put your hand up? It wasn't. It wasn't like you were in year two. Asking to go to the toilet.
My goodness. I think it works though.
I'm not sure it does. Does it make the conversation flow? And I keep forgetting to put my hand up. It's just like, while you've got your hand up. Oh,
Hannah,
what do you want to say?
No, all I was going to say is it feels like when you're in there and then they open up the big shutters, like just some aliens are going to come and suck you out of there. Like,
you are.
Maybe
just
that's
some aliens are going to come suck you out of there.
Maybe that's what Millie didn't like. No, maybe she thought aliens were going to get her.
I really, really don't think that any of the dogs think that aliens are going to suck them off the ring. I think, what have you two eaten? Or drank?
Honestly, you don't want Hannah.
Well, no, I don't actually. Oh, Hannah, it's your birthday tomorrow. How old are you? Tell everyone.
5. Well,
okay.
21 tomorrow.
21 tomorrow. Oh my god. Right,
do you know what I think we've done?
Putting the hand up. It's really doing my head in. It is literally making me feel like a school teacher.
Well, I think that's why me and Hannah are acting like we are, because we feel like you are the school teacher. This is just because we don't want to talk over each other, and we don't know who's going to talk next because we're not in the same room. We just need to learn to preempt what's going to happen next.
Oh, Hannah, your internet's really scoshy because it's literally cutting in and out.
That's probably a good thing. You don't want to hear what I have to say.
No, we do.
Anyway, it's back to BFA.
Come on then, what happened at the BFA?
We didn't win.
we were completely outseeded, weren't we? So we trialled a new team. That was when Charlie was running in that team, wasn't he? So we had a really slow team. So we were missing two of the dogs that we could run in our faster team, so we didn't have everybody. But so what we did, we put a couple of the dogs from the slower team in with us. But when you've got a dog like Aura running sub 4 seconds, and then she's dog one, the problem is when dog four is running 7 seconds, it's really difficult. So and it was really difficult to gauge a time, because he's not done much time in open, so we don't really know what his true time is. And we were struggling with our boxes as well, weren't we? So what was happening was Aura was missing the ball out of the box, and then her ball was landing on the floor. And then what was then happening was Charlie was going down, and being a small terrier dog, he sees a ball on the floor. The only ball he's going to be picking up is that ball off the floor. So we were getting two faults every single time. So it was quite a frustrating competition, I think, wasn't it?
It was. It was. But because it's BFA, obviously, as we said before, we don't do much BFA. But however, we've done enough BFA that Harper has just got her first award.
Yeah, she has. Yeah, she got the Flyball Dog Award, didn't she?
That
we
she did.
Didn't make
she
it
did.
A presentation to collect.
We did. We just made it, didn't we?
Yeah, we literally just put our chairs down and the Flyball Dog Award goes to Harper from Conway. I stood up again very quickly.
Good. I guess once you've got that Flyball Dog Award, it can't be retracted. You go to the...
What, you're saying if they're going to take our points off us?
Yeah.
I don't think they can. They don't take points off us. Although they do, don't they?
You better take your certificate to the next competition, just so it's there to hand in if you get it taken off you.
Stop being facetious. They're not going to take it off us. So, if anyone wants to know what that noise is, it's either Joe coughing
sorry.
Or kissing the dog.
It's Hot Hot, or is he? Just come for cut.
Yeah, so this second weekend, it was the Livewires comp, and it was UKFL comp, which we'd just been there the week before. So a few of us left our stuff there, didn't they? We left our trailer there, a few people left their caravans there, and it worked quite well. And we did much better in this competition, I think because we had two of the dogs that weren't with us at BFA, and they were able to run, so we could then run at our normal time almost, although still a little slow because it's still based on Rowan running with us.
Croft's qualifier was this weekend as well, wasn't it, at the Livewires show on Sunday. So about 1 o'clock, we stopped racing to, not just watch. We were ring party for this year's Croft's qualifier. You two were sat on box judges.
Yeah, and you helped Steph on the line, didn't you?
Yeah.
Because Lauren from Valkyrie was asked to be the judge, and therefore she approached me and Joe and asked us if we'd do box judge, and Steph and Carl were on the line, and you were asked to go and help Steph on the line, which was great. So we had lots of Flying Dogs podcast representation at the Cross Qualifier, which was great.
It was cool. And also we were helping, as box judge, we were helping bring in the boxes.
Oh, this is funny.
Just to, you know, speed things up a bit. So one of the girls, who was she? Oh, Raptors. Was it Raptors?
Oh, I can't remember.
Her box was heavy and she couldn't carry it on her own. So I'd gone to pick it up, taken it out, put it back in the little gazebo where they were housed. And then they were called in straight after. So she went, oh, need a box in. So I picked it up, walked in, said, which lane? And she went, blue. And then someone behind me said, red. And I went, well, make your mind up. No, that's the name of the dog.
So it was just so funny because you'd carried this box out so low-handed. You'd literally just carried it. It was a really heavy box. And you'd gone out. And then they realised that they were actually running in the next race again. So it was a rush back in again. and I heard them say blue lane, and you went to put the box down. But because she was talking about the order of the dogs with the person behind her, they went red, and you just turned around there and went, "Well, make your mind up, red or blue."
Brilliant.
Oh, it was brilliant. It was really funny.
It was great. So Stormies went through in pole position, didn't they? And then Aces. That they're the two that got through.
Yes.
Stormies and Aces. So.
And do we want to talk about what Hannah made? Oh no, what was appearing around the things? I've just dropped Hannah in there, haven't I? About those cards.
They all knew it was me anyway.
Did they all know it was you? Okay, that's fine then. So what Hannah made? So go on to Hannah, tell us.
Weren't they little cards with Ryan on?
Well, obviously at the Oswestry Tree comp, they were putting little Jesuses everywhere. So we came home with about 25 Jesuses each at that point. They were in our hoods, they were on our camp, and I thought, how are we going to get them back? I was like, I'm not just going to buy little Jesuses and just do exactly the same. So I put in some good old hard work on my computer, and I changed their Stormy's logo to Jesus. And made little cards that said, we all need a little Jesus. and stuck them everywhere around the competition. They were on the judges' stand, they were on the scribes' computer, they were on the boxes, they were on the doors, and we also took some little pineapples and we stuck them upside down on their vans.
Well, they were specifically upside down pineapples, weren't they, for some of them?
Yeah.
But the loveliest thing was, because obviously I was, just before I went into the to box judge the qualifier, Ryan from Stormy's, he held his hand out to me in a fist, and obviously, you know, and I didn't know whether it was like a fist bump or something. And then I put my hand out and he dropped a little Jesus in it. And so I just happened to have one of the little Jesus figurines in my hand during the whole qualifier, which Stormy's then got through on. And I went to them and said, oh, guess what I had in my hand for the whole qualifier? And also, and they said, yeah, guess what we all had in our pockets? They had all, every one of them had one of the little cards that Hannah made in their pockets for the qualifier. So hopefully that's their little good luck charm and they can go to Crufts. Once they've qualified, well, now they've qualified for Crufts, they can go to Crufts and have the little cards of Jesus in their pockets when they compete, which will be cool.
I know you guys are listening. I'll be offended if I don't see them on the big screen. You all hold them up at the same time.
Oh my goodness, could you imagine if you they all held them up? That would be so good.
That would be so funny.
That would be so good.
Yes.
No, but yeah, no, it was really good. Aces.
Yeah.
You went ace.
Ace. But it was a really good weekend. I actually really enjoyed this weekend.
Yeah, yeah. So did you feel better, Joe, then this weekend than last weekend?
Yeah, much more positive this weekend. It's like you said before, it's having Aura on the team who's just sub four and then running with a dog that's running 7.25 is just... yeah, quite frustrating. But because it was BFA, I kind of tried to let it ride. You know, it's you know, it's not.
I tried to say it well, hadn't I?
Yeah, we're not really pushing for a time in BFA, are we? Yeah, and the handlers are novice too. I mean, and just simply because they've not done much racing, so it's stressful for them to run with a faster team as well because they feel more pressure. Mm-hmm. Whereas if they ran with a team of similar time dogs, you know, they're going to learn better than with a faster team. So yeah, hopefully we'll the next comp is November, so we've got no Lola again, have we? So maybe we'll look at doing something on that comp perhaps. It's much better this weekend.
Yeah, we managed to race pairs as well, didn't we?
We did, all on with a brother, didn't you? She says, yeah, I did. Yeah, so they were funny on the line. They were both very loud. Rick's taken some cracking pictures.
Oh, God.
Of many faces of Aura and Kylo on the line.
They were so loud. I could hear them from our camp. I was like, oh, my God, Aura's in. I need to roar. Couldn't hear her in the
rain. Yeah, no, it was good.
You still didn't manage to beat the Conway pair.
No, Aura missed one ball off. I mean, it wasn't her box, was it? So she missed one ball off the box. And then Kylo got two earlies, so...
You got a second.
We did. We were the fastest in the div, so that was... I didn't realise we'd gone sub 8. It was 7.97.
That was with an early, wasn't it?
Say again?
That was with an early.
No, that was our time.
Oh, right,
when they read out the times, that was our time. But you haven't even seen that on the clock, because, she wasn't looking, really.
Yeah, you were too busy trying to bribe... Hannah and because Hannah ran hard before me, you were too busy trying to bribe Hannah and Kerry to throw the race so that you might stand a chance.
Would I do that?
My life wouldn't have been worth living, to be honest.
Look at that bird.
Yeah, I know. I said to them both on the line, I went, just so you know, Joe will try and distract you and try and get you to look at something. Just ignore her.
I proper didn't though. That was so funny. Where was that Ruthfast with Viv?
Yeah.
And she went, where? Literally always at the box by the time she let go. And her team going, what are you doing?
That was funny.
That was good. That was really good.
Did you hear in the video when Aura got her new PB? You can hear Rachel in the background screaming, "What was that?" Because I had something like a 0.45 start.
It's all right, though, because Lorraine will have made up for it with her early when she's crossing over the first jump as Aura's coming
out. Yeah, indeed.
I was like, indeed. I said to her afterwards, if you wouldn't mind trying not to kill one of the Conway dogs, that would be really handy. I know you want to get a good time and everything, but try not to kill one of our dogs.
It was funny.
Yeah. She's like, I'm really sorry.
Yeah.
There's just something about a UKFL comp. Like, I love the teams there. And it's just so much more fun.
No offense, BFA.
Well, I think it's just that we just don't do as much BFA, isn't it?
Yeah. It just doesn't mean as much, does it? You know, UKFL means a lot more to us.
Well, if you think about it, Harper's been competing in BFA at the same time as she's been competing UKFL. She has she got now nearly 12,000 UKFL points. She's only just got 1,000 BFA points.
Yeah, yeah.
So, and that's based on the fact that, you know, we don't do as many BFA competitions, and also BFA didn't award us points for faults on our paperwork for like the first 5 races we ever did with them.
Mm-hmm.
So, so that it just shows that we don't do anywhere near as much BFA as we do UKFL.
No.
So we're automatically going to feel a little bit more at home in the UKFL surroundings because there are certain teams in UKFL that only do UKFL and some teams in BFA that only do BFA. So, therefore, when we do BFA comps, we are almost a little bit like a fish out of water because there's not as many, we don't know a lot of the teams there. The rules are subtly different. Things are done slightly differently. So, I think that's just the reasoning behind it. It's not because, you know, either one of the leagues is better or worse than the other. It's just that we're just not as familiar and that's all it boils down to.
So I guess next year we'll be doing a couple more because Carry Ons have confirmed 3, haven't they, at Cheshire?
Yeah.
Next year, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. And guess what, listeners? Then.
You want Wi-Fi?
Yeah.
Okay.
I say, I got my Rebellion box.
You did.
Yes.
Although we need someone to service it, so if anyone's listening. And
so
they know
that box that needs servicing.
The new one, yeah.
Oh right, okay.
Yeah, the triggers are greasy and dirty, and there's a rubber washer that needs some.
But the triggers need to be greasy, otherwise they won't stick.
That no, if you rub your finger, it's really dirty and greasy. So it needs to be clean and greasy.
Oh okay.
But I was absolutely buzzing.
Was it nice to load?
Oh, it's beautiful.
Aura liked it.
All the dogs liked.
Yeah. Harper was turning beautifully on it, wasn't she?
Was she? Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
So yeah, it was a good weekend. We got that, and then like I say, the icing on the cake being asked to be ring party for the cross qualifier was really lovely, and it was a real privilege. And I said to you, didn't I, Joe, that I was sat there and I felt a little bit overwhelmed to a degree. Not overwhelmed in so much as didn't know what I was doing, but more overwhelmed that, you know, we're a small team. We've worked our way up right from the bottom, and then we suffered loads of setbacks last year and we ended up losing our captain. So we almost had to start again, didn't we? And then to be a year later, a year down the line, actually sat as ring party for a cross qualifier, it just was beyond any imagination that I thought we'd ever be doing at this point, because, you know, I just felt a real sense of not achievement, but I don't really know how to describe it. What would you say, Jo?
Yeah, no, it was good. It was good. I enjoyed it. And I'm glad I wasn't on lights. Yes. Yeah, it was really good. yeah. And yeah, nice to be on box judge and not on lights.
I'd have been fine being on lights. I think the thing with being on lights, as long as there's two of you there, so Carl was there on his own. And it was because Hannah, you went over to Lauren, didn't you? And said, I can't believe you've asked them two to be in your ring party and you haven't asked me. And she went, all right, you can sit with Steph on lights.
Yeah, I was offended. I thought I meant more to her than that. So.
Carl was with someone.
He wasn't.
No, he wasn't.
You know, I thought somebody was sat with Carl.
Nope.
But to be fair, Steph was catching some of those bits and I was like, and she was like, what's that? And I was like, yeah. I was like, that was a good call.
Yeah, no, she was awesome.
Really good.
Awesome on the lights. So, and it was lovely to see Steve Leake as well. Have a good old chat with him.
He's half the man he was.
Mm, yeah.
That's lots of weight, hasn't he?
Loads. Yeah, he looks really well. So, and because we used to see Steve quite a lot at the competitions and now we don't see him, do we? Because he doesn't do many of the competitions. He just mainly does the crust stuff. So it was really nice to have a conversation with him and see him. And were there any BFA people that came to that comp?
Sorry, Only Fools and Pooches.
Yeah, of course, yeah. Only Fools and Pooches were there, weren't they?
Was that the only one?
Who else came? It was Raptors, it was Two Aces, Stormies, Only Fools. Who else?
Molten Magnets.
Are they BFA only? I can't remember. Yeah, I don't know, I'm afraid. But it was really tense, wasn't it? There's some really, really lovely close racing.
Yeah, it was.
Of course we were rooting for Stormies because they're, you know, a really close club to our club, you know, and I feel that the relationship between Stormies and Conway is really good. So of course we were rooting for Stormies. Having said that, as a ring party, you can't be rooting for another team.
So, talking of crush qualifiers, Hannah.
Yes.
You head up to Errol, don't you? In a couple of weeks. For your very own.
11th of October.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
So that's like really exciting.
I am part of a YKC team.
Brilliant.
Which is very exciting. There's a few of us going up, so hopefully we qualify.
Are you excited, hon?
I'm so excited.
Are you?
Yeah. Because the last few months or so, I started to fall out of love with flyball again. I just think everything was just like, it just wasn't enjoyable. Like, racing wasn't as competitive as we liked it to be. Find it as enjoyable as I had, but more recently I've started to love it again, and doing my judging is making me enjoy it more, so loving it again.
You just need to tell your face when you're judging that you love it.
Do you know, everyone keeps saying this, but because I'm concentrating so hard on not making a mistake, I can't think about being happy in that moment. So until I'm more confident with my judging, the more I'll cheer up.
It's all right. It gives us a cracking opportunity to get photos of you.
Are there some bad ones from this weekend?
Are there?
Yeah.
Rick took some good ones.
I hope not.
They're in a secret cupboard somewhere.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. It was busy. Oh, I think it was last weekend. Getting onto the M56 or M6. And do you know, like, when there's, like, loads of cars as you're pulling on and then you, like, wait for a space and then you indicate and on you go?
Well, it reminded me... Going on to,
say again?
On a slip road going on to a motorway.
Yeah, onto, like, the M6, yeah. Mm. And it reminded me of, you know, when, like, you were a kid and you went to, like, youth club and you did skipping and you're, like, you know the big skipping rope where someone holds each end? And then there's like six people already on there and you've got to jump in. Mm-hmm. It just reminded me of the same as that. So I think if you can jump in when you're skipping, you can pull onto a motorway.
I think that is probably one of the worst analogies of joining a motorway, joining a fast-moving carriageway that I can ever think of.
But the danger's there, isn't it? If you trip over that rope, it's the same, isn't it, as... crashing into a car.
Exactly the same.
Yeah. I don't know why. I just started laughing on the way. It just reminded me of moving onto a motorway.
If that works for you, though, that's brilliant.
Yeah, no, it was good. Yeah, it worked.
Yeah.
How did you crash? Well, I was trying to enter the traffic like I entered when I was skipping a rope.
When I was in year three, we did the skipping rope.
Yeah. In 1986, when I was jumping over the rope with Susie and...
Who's Susie?
Think of another name. Barbara.
I'm singing.
You were just thinking of a woman's name then, weren't you?
And High Low Dolly Pepper. Is that the song we used to sing?
I don't know.
I won't have a clue.
Absolutely no idea.
It was.
They'd moved on to like PlayStations and Nintendos and stuff by the time Hannah went to school.
Oh, do you know? It's not the same, is it?
I don't even think it was, what's that?
So, Joe, did you have one of those... like an egg timer thing on a rope that you had to keep up.
Sorry?
She knows what I mean.
I do know what you mean, but I wasn't very good at that.
Yeah.
No, exactly what you mean. No, I don't think I had the rules of it.
No, and then you could flick it up, couldn't you, and catch it?
Yeah, and catch it. It's called something.
It is called something, but I can't remember. I went walking the other day, took the dogs for a walk, and saw loads of conkers on the floor. And there's something about a really shiny conker that really draws me to them. Is everyone else the same?
Yeah, I saw some yesterday, and there was one that a car had run over, and I was just like, you loser. Because it shouldn't have happened, should it?
No.
That's so weird.
Have you ever played conkers, Hannah?
Yeah, but I remember someone whacking me knuckle really hard of it, and it really hurt, and I never played it after that.
That wasn't the game.
Yeah, they missed the conker.
Like, soak it in vinegar or something to make them harder.
Make them really hard, yeah, so that they would like smash the other person's conker. Yeah, I used to love playing conkers, but not only conkers. I just used to love collecting them. And they say,
I think we should. Should we do it at the next comp?
Well, we need to collect.
Play conkers.
Well, let's go start collecting them. But all right, if you put a conker in the corner of. Each corner of your room, it keeps spiders.
Stop
away.
Spiders, yeah.
Mm. I do that. I hate spiders. I've got conkers everywhere.
Okay.
I just think Ora would eat them. Not the spiders, the conkers.
Oh, yeah, she probably would, wouldn't she?
She had four donuts before the BFA comp.
I think I ate that Monster. Before the UKFL comp.
Was it BFA or was it this one?
No, it was this one.
Was it this one?
Yeah.
It's like on the Thursday, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It's like Kyra was in that packet, four donuts. No!
But then, to be fair, like I say, I had four donuts for breakfast on Sunday. I was absolutely fine. Well, no, what did I eat? I was eating the Snickers, wasn't I? And it was Liz eating a donut on Sunday. And you were like, what are you doing eating this time? It's 8:30. Why are you eating a Snickers and a donut?
But at this comp that we just been to, there was Truck Fest on as well. Oh my god.
Yeah, it wasn't
was
a great...
It was driving me insane.
Wasn't a great pairing, was it?
Do you know what? I didn't mind it.
In the daytime, I didn't mind it. Just random renditions of Baby Shark.
Yeah. With the horn of a truck.
Yeah.
All day.
It was just the beeping that was annoying me. I could deal with the fair rides. I could deal with everything else. It was just the constant beeping. And then, like, I think it was, like, 4:30 in the morning, and they were still beeping their horns, and I was like, I'm trying to sleep.
Yeah, that was bad on the Saturday morning, wasn't it?
I have proof of you beeping your blooming horns at 4:30 in the morning.
Yeah. But to be fair, I didn't mind it. I didn't mind it. Having said that, though, did anybody else feel at the end of this competition, obviously we've done three competitions on the bounce, I felt beyond tired when I got home on Sunday night.
I'm still knackered now.
Yeah.
I'm absolutely shattered.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I was beyond tired when I got home, and I just thought, phew. I'm glad we don't have a competition next weekend.
Me too. So. Me too.
Yeah, three's quite enough, isn't it?
Yeah. 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 And I was telling you before we started this, didn't I, Joe? I was saying to Neil, I said, oh, did you miss me this weekend? And he went, yeah, I did miss you because you weren't home to do jobs. So I was like, all right, a bit like that, is it?
And it is, you know, there is a work-life balance, or a flyball is not really work, is it? But a flyball and then home-life balance. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And it's just, because it's quite easy to go over that threshold, isn't it? Of, you know, I think four weekends would have been too much, but a lot of teams do that. You know, they compete most weekends through the summer.
Yeah, but a lot of people got to champs, didn't they, and said we're doing UKFL champs, BFA champs, and then we're having a rest.
Yeah, yeah,
training, we're doing nothing. Because I think the dogs need a break as well, so I do
definitely
train half an hour for a good few weeks.
Yeah. We can, yeah, concentrate on our newbies and, yeah.
Oh. The weather, it will allow us.
Yeah, because obviously we train outside, don't we? So hopefully we have a nice dry weekend for the newbies anyway.
Well, it's not looking hopeful for this weekend, but there we go.
No, it looks awful, doesn't it?
Yeah.
But it's all right, because I would have been severely hungover anyway.
Wow, what are you doing Saturday night?
Going to Liverpool.
Oh, nice.
Ooh. Celebrate my 21st. Getting old now.
Getting old.
Yeah. And you can clearly tell we're all knackered, because we're not just hopping out our jokes like we normally do.
Yeah,
we're actually being quite civilised.
Yeah, apart from going through your phonetic alphabet.
True.
Yeah. So Litchfield have been playing jokes, haven't they?
They have.
With their little ducks. Well, little duck Jesus.
Yeah. And we think it's Litchfield anyway, don't we?
It's Litchfield.
It is. Yes.
And they all have a little duck, a little lucky duck, in their pockets.
They do.
They
always have a lucky duck in their pocket competing, don't they?
Yes.
Yeah, because I was at the captain's chat for carry-ons, and I could just see our box out the corner of my eye, and there was a little duck in the hole, and I was like, what on earth is that? What is that? I went over and there's flipping ducks all over the place. And they were everywhere. Absolutely everywhere. But they were little Jesus ducks, weren't they?
Yes. They were, I think they were against our team on Saturday? Were they against our second team on Saturday?
Potentially, yeah.
I was stood recording. And I was just recording, I don't know if I was just recording the box, but Leroy came down, the older chocolate brown collie, and I guess he's red, isn't he? So he came down and he activated the box, the ball went over his head, behind his back, and he kind of spun around as if to say, where's it gone? And then he ran down, and I got it on video, so I was quite pleased that I got it on video, because it just looked really silly.
Oh. Did he get the ball, though?
He picked it up off the floor, yeah, and then went down. Oh, you know, I think he ran wide, actually, because it had gone out.
Oh, okay, fair enough.
Yeah. Yeah. Bless him. So, yeah, it was nice to see them again, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Nice to see them doing well.
Yeah, they're doing really well at the moment, aren't they?
Yeah. Do they do BFA as well?
Yes, I don't. Yes, because they were there for carry-ons.
Of course they were.
Because there was the light show at carry-ons as well, wasn't there?
There was.
Light show. Which is interesting.
I thought that'd be a good alternative to fireworks, but apparently it's really expensive to run.
Yeah, but then I suppose as soon as you bought them all, you've got them all then. It's only expensive to buy them outright, but then once you've got
you have a company come in and do it. So apparently when they first started doing them, they were having to fly people over from the States to run them and pop them up. Yes, it was costing a fortune. And then there's companies in this country now that do it.
Right.
So I guess the prices will come down as more companies do it. But and I suppose you've also got to stand in the right place to see what the picture is, because if you stand level on with it, you won't see what the picture is.
Yeah, because we were trying to work out, is that a fish or a monkey?
Yeah. No, but it was good. It was different, wasn't it?
Yeah.
But the weather this weekend at Livewise was blooming awful. And there was that picture that Livewise put on of them holding the gazebo down, the food tent. And I think at the same time they were doing that, we were fighting with ours, weren't we?
Yes.
Our dolman. Yes. And did you see the Coleman?
Didn't move.
No.
You definitely want that Coleman, don't you?
Yeah, I think it's next year we'll be or through the winter perhaps when the prices drop.
Or if anybody is selling their Coleman eventually.
Or if Coleman wants to donate one to us, that'd be lovely.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll promote you on every podcast. But yeah, so it's more likely that someone's going to be wanting to sell a Coleman, isn't it?
Yeah. It's an option, isn't it? It is an option.
Yeah. Yeah. So, what's our next competition now then?
We're at Livewise in November, 1st and 2nd of November.
Yes, we are. So back to training. And one of the things that I'm conscious about working on is with one of our dogs, she grabs the matting around the hole and she only has to do two turns on it and she's already ripped the matting, the cover of the box.
A tough spun, yeah.
She rips it within literally one or two turns. So I've put posts and reached out to trainers to find out what we can do to protect our box, because she's a dog that has the potential to go faster. So maybe we'll work up to the league, you know, to the crew team, so our first team. But what I don't want to do is, now she's ruined the front of one of the boxes, I don't want to move her onto another box and have her ruin that box as well. Because it's just going to start costing us an absolute fortune to have our boxes recovered to be ripped apart within one competition.
So I've She's got... not touching my rebellion box.
But there's, you know, I've reached out to some trainers who have, you know, they've actually come back with some really good tips and really good reasons. And the problem with this dog is she doesn't do close-up work. So to actually work on her turn is very difficult because she's so ball-obsessed that you can't break that. It's very difficult to break that turn down. She doesn't do close-up work. Because if she's not running back to her mum, she just gets the ball out the box and just drops to the floor, doesn't she?
Yeah, waiting for it to be thrown, isn't she? That's kind of, I guess it's learnt behaviour, isn't it? Do you know, I've written a little note for today and it kind of didn't fit until now, but people say, we get emails all the time, don't we, saying, oh, my dog's really obsessed by balls. I think it'd be great at fly ball. And that's often a hindrance, having a ball-obsessed dog. For fly ball, I think the most important thing for me is a dog that wants to work for you.
Yeah.
A dog that looks to you and just almost asks, you know, what do you want me to do?
Yeah.
And that is the perfect fly ball dog.
Yeah, you're right. And it needs to have that recall.
Absolutely. Then it just needs to, yeah.
So it needs to work for you and it needs to have recall. So, you know, and you need that reward system, but the ball is never the reward, because like you say, the amount of people that say, my dog is ball obsessed, they would love fly ball.
Yeah.
And the problem is you spend most of the time waiting for the dog to come back with the ball, because once it's got the ball, it doesn't have any incentive to come back to its owner, because one, they've got absolutely no recall, and two, they've already got their reward. So yeah, you're right, it is a hindrance having a very ball obsessed dog. It's not impossible to work through. Look at Harper, she's very ball obsessed, but we've worked through it, but we caught it at an early age, didn't we?
Yeah,
so managed to work through that obsession did quite a lot of work actually with Katie Burns with regards to that. But for me, she's also very Tuggy obsessed.
Yeah.
Which is the ideal dog, because then you've got them on the Tuggy then, and they're not going to go anywhere once they're on that Tuggy.
Do you know, I think Rocky would, when he came back, he would literally play with whatever you gave him. If you gave him a piece of cardboard, he'd play with it.
Really?
He just like, yeah, because his engagement with the owner is so great that he would just come back to and play with anything.
Yeah. Yeah. Which is, well, a couple of times, haven't I? I've dropped the Tuggy in the middle of the I've dropped the Tuggy at the back of the ring, and I've gone, oh no, what am I going to do? And literally, I'll just pick up a lead off the floor, won't I? And
yeah, just use that.
She'll come back to a lead, and then she'll grab it.
Although this,
what are you giving me?
Although this weekend I did a run back, didn't I, with Aura? Oh,
yeah.
As I passed Harper, Harper grabbed hold of Aura's Tuggy, and I couldn't keep hold of it. I had to let go, so I ran down with nothing.
Yeah, I looked down waiting for me to do the run back, and Harper's got a blue and black Tuggy in her mouth. I was like, "What have you got here?" And I realised what had happened, and I could see
she'd
you laughing.
Stolen it.
See a new little box loader, shouldn't we, in November?
Yeah, we should. Yeah, two due, aren't they? Are they like a week apart?
Something like that, yeah. One boy, one girl.
Yep.
Me next. Jokes.
I started feeding Harper on the mornings of competitions now. Is a tin of sardines in sunflower oil.
You know what? We know because we can smell it.
Yeah, it stinks, to be fair.
I know, but it's good for her.
Have you started using your turmeric that we got?
No.
From LiveWire?
Have you?
Yeah, Aura sniffed it the first day and went and just looked at me. She did eat it in the end, but she was a bit like,
what's
this?
Turmeric powder in their food every day.
Right, okay.
And so, typical husband style. So I was getting the little turmeric capsules of turmeric and black pepper, because you can't metabolise the turmeric in the food without black pepper. You need the black pepper to metabolise it. So I was like, right, okay. So I was buying these little tablets. And typical tight-ass husband, he went out to the Middle East and came back with a massive big pack of turmeric powder. I went, what's that for? He said, it's for the dogs. It'd be cheaper than you buying. This whole thing cost me like £1.69 or something. And I was like, well, I need black pepper with it. You can't just give me turmeric powder, because that's not going to work. So now I end up flipping, making the dog's dinner. It's like making a flipping cordon bleu meal. Literally, they have U-Move tablets in there. They have turmeric powder. They have Zumi. Then I'm there cracking black pepper over the top of their dinner. And Holly, my daughter, she's like, Mum, what on earth are you doing putting pepper on the dog's dinner? I said, yeah, because your dad's gone tight on the turmeric. So,
I didn't realise it needed black pepper.
Yeah, so if you look on the ingredients on that thing, it'll probably have black pepper in it, because you can't metabolise it without black pepper.
I like the little measuring thing it's got. You just squeeze it and it goes into like a little measuring thing at the top.
Good.
It's quite nice.
I think it's quite sweet if you try it. Turmeric's quite sweet, isn't
it? Oh, is it?
Yeah, it is.
I don't plan on trying it, so.
What, you don't want to try it?
Does it make your wee yellow?
I don't know. Well, the wee's yellow anyway, isn't it?
Yeah, but no, it should be lit clear, shouldn't it, if you drink enough water?
Well, yellowish.
It's like...
Could people, like, genuinely stand up and look at their pee, though? Because I don't think
Joe,
I can.
What about me and you weeing at, like...
You can't put that in the podcast.
Yeah, we can. It's fine. So anyway, the toilets were particularly dreadful.
Oh, carry-ons
honestly,
at the
end. Honestly, the smell when you go into Portaloos... So the smell, so they're all blocked up. And I was thinking, right, well, I've got an hour and a half's drive home. I am busting for a wee, but I do not want to go back over to those toilets. What I need to do is wait until everyone's gone, and then I can just go around the back of, around the side of my van. And it was on concrete, wasn't it, Joe? I said, I need to go around here. Anyway, so Joe said, oh, I need a wee as well. So we... said, right, we'll wait for everyone to go. So everyone had kind of left from in front and behind my van. So me and Joe quickly went round.
And Nikki wee's like a horse.
Oh my goodness, literally. It was like Rocky. Honestly, it just wouldn't stop, would it? I just kept...
You nearly flooded yourself.
Literally, honestly, I
And it, take sandbags out.
you literally finished weeing, stood up, gone round, started your car, and I'm still weeing. It was like, and I said, oh my goodness, I'm weeing like a racehorse. But I'd obviously been holding it in all day because I just did not want to use those toilets.
They were grim.
They were absolutely grim. So, but they were all nice and clean for this weekend. But yeah, so if you see me and Joe sneaking around the back of a vehicle, the chances are we're having a wee.
Go for a wee.
Yeah. Men do it on the side of the motorway though, don't they?
Yeah, men are grim though, aren't they? They do it in plastic bottles.
I'm not sure you can tarnish all men with that. with that description, but given that it's a female majority on this podcast, I think we'll probably all agree.
Yeah, we'll get away with it, yeah.
Yeah, but there's many male listeners who probably aren't quite so grim. So if you're a male listener and you're offended by the fact that Joe's just said men are grim, that is Joe's opinion. But so people, but do you know, it's not illegal to wee against the side of your car in public.
As long as
you've got a wee on your wheel, and your left hand has got to be touching the wheel arch or something. There's a rule, there's a law, but it's a similar one to aircraft. So a pilot can get out of his aircraft and wee, because there was a storm.
What, in the air?
No.
It's raining.
There was a story, wasn't there, that I think it was a French, and it's probably one of those old, you know, made up things, that they diverted into a UK airport, and the French pilot got out and started weeing up against his wheel and looked up, and it was like the passenger terminal and everyone could see him. But I'm not entirely sure how true that is. But yeah, it is.
Because women can pee in public if they're pregnant, can't they?
Something like that, yeah.
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 I thought you were going to say something stupid, like, you're allowed to pee in public if you pee on your wheel with one hand on the wheel, your other leg touching your wing mirror, your other hand on your window wiper.
Isn't it? What type of contortionist do you think you are?
Twister, yeah. You have to play Twister just
wee Twister.
But I think, well, I don't see how they could differentiate between a man weighing up against a wheel and a woman weighing up against a wheel.
I bet they could, though. I bet it's like an ancient law.
Is that like one of the ones where if you can steal a sheep or something if you're within the walls of Conway or something?
That's right.
Is that right? What is it? What's the rule?
I have no idea.
Oh.
You can steal a sheep?
Something like that. There's a rule that if you're within the walls of a city, you can do something. Let me Google it. Is it legal to kill a Scotsman in York?
No, I think it's fine.
I don't think Killies would, or Flying Scots would be happy. So,
is it a myth?
You're allowed to shoot the Scotsman on any day except a Sunday.
In York.
But you can do it. So the law stating that in York, excluding Sundays, it's perfectly legal to shoot a Scotsman with a bow and arrow. Oh. You can kill a Scotsman if you carry a bow and arrow in York, but you can't on a Sunday.
Damn, that's the only day I can sharpen my bow and arrow.
Sharpen your bow and arrow. Although we're caveating this heavily with, this is all in the law according to the Flying Dogs podcast. So, oh, here we go. 7 weird laws that could be enforced but probably won't be. It's the same as Welshmen in Chester.
Oh.
You'll be shot by a bow and arrow. So if you're shot in Chester with a bow and arrow from a specific bridge over the high street, and it'll be perfectly legal to do so.
Did you know that a pregnant woman may request to urinate in a police officer's helmet?
Actually, no, I have heard that.
Yeah. That's funny.
Yeah. The 1872 Licensing Act says any person found to be drunk in a licensed property could be fined up to £200.
Oh.
You can't get drunk in a pub. How many people Oh, you can't shake a rug in the street. A clean home is a happy home, but beating and shaking a rug in the street in London is forbidden under the Metropolitan Police Act of 1839. You're allowed to dust off a doormat, but you should, but it must be before 8 in the morning.
I wonder if it's got something to do with the plague.
Sorry.
Yeah, oh, and here we go. You can walk cows down the street in daylight. The 1839 Metropolitan Police Act also states it's illegal to drive any cattle through the streets of London between 10 a.m. and 7 p.m. without permission of the police commissioner. And the penalty is 10 shillings for every head of cattle.
Excellent. So, all right, this one says, we dare you to smuggle Polish potatoes into the country because they're not allowed on the Great British soil. Did you know?
Is that all to do with the potato famine? Does that introduce illnesses and stuff?
I don't know.
Why can you not...
In 2012, the Law Commission proposed the abolition of 800 antiquated laws. So you could be arrested for eating a mince pie on Christmas Day. It mentions about the longbow on a Sunday in Chester.
Yeah.
I think we need to delve more into this.
Nikki, this one's for you. Get ready to prepare your guilty plea if you crack a boiled egg at the sharp end.
Really?
Oh.
You crack an egg, what do you do with the shell?
Feed it to the dog.
See, with me, I'll never put like a broken egg shell, as in, like you crack an egg to make a cake and you've got the two halves of the egg, you've got to crush them up. Because if you don't, witches will use them for boats.
Sorry.
Yeah, no.
If someone knocks on your door in Scotland and needs to use the toilet, you are banned by law to let them enter. This was voted the UK's fifth most ridiculous law in 2008.
Oh, I quite like that law.
So if you need a wee, just drive to Scotland.
I'd never get there, honestly.
Well, you would with your bladder.
I remember you'd finished weeing and I went, bloody hell, Joe, you finished quickly and you went, yeah, I do. I always quickly wee.
I had to go and get sandbags.
What, for my
so
wee?
I'm going to flood the field.
I know, good job you were wearing wellies.
Right, so the next podcast, we're going to delve into more antiquated laws. And let's play myth or...
Yeah, truth.
Not myth.
Yeah, myth or... I think we should just call it myth or law.
Or let's do that.
Legal or not legal.
Yeah.
So let's go for myth. And we'll come up with a jingle.
Excellent.
We'll come up with a jingle.
Excellent.
Myth or not myth.
Yeah, I think we should have a jingle competition. Let's let people enter a jingle and we'll choose one to use with our cracking new game.
Yes,
myth or not myth.
Myth or not myth. So if you would like to come up with a jingle, please, you're probably connected with one of us, or just put it on our Flying Dogs podcast page on Facebook or Instagram. Message us directly. You can email us. Details of our email address are on the Flying Dogs podcast page and on Instagram, Facebook and TikTok. So send us your jingle for myth or no myth, or not myth. Oh, I've got a better one. Myth one. Or moth.
Matthew.
Matthew. Oh,
that's hilarious.
I love that video.
He's not kids, Moth? Probably about 18 now.
He probably is, yeah. Yeah, definitely. So yeah, let's go myth or moth.
Thanks for listening. Bye.
Thanks for listening. Bye.
Bye.
If you enjoy this podcast, leave us a review and don't forget to follow or subscribe. That way you get notified every time a new episode drops.
We are thrilled to tell you that in partnership with Notch UK, there is now a Flying Dogs podcast collection featuring notches relating to some of our favourite episodes. Use discount code FLYINGDOGS10 to bag yourself an extra 10% off. Instead of taking a commission, we've decided that a further 10% of any sales will be donated to Paws Off Duty, a local charity supporting retired police dogs in North Wales. Head over to the Notch website now and
And don't forget to use the discount code FLYINGDOGS10.
If you want to find out more about Flyball or want to find out where your closest team train, go to www.ukflyball.org.uk for the UK Flyball League, and for British Flyball Association, go to www.flyball.org.uk.